10PR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Building a career is possible at Progressive Insurance, now offering virtual and hybrid employment opportunities with pathways for advancement. Learn more at careers.progressive.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from KU's School of Professional Studies in Overland Park. Home to master's and undergraduate degree programs, options include fully online, in-person, and hybrid. More at sps.ku.edu. Beginning with Brahms in the noon hour, and the second Hungarian dance in D minor, played there by the London Symphony, conductor Nemi Arvi. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to have you along. Classical music continues as we enter the afternoon time. For this noon hour, I've got some fun things planned, such as some sea chanties for wind quintet, put together by Malcolm Arnold, and that'll be followed by a Haydn symphony, one known as the Horn Signal Symphony, all in just a little while, here on a Thursday afternoon. Next up is the Scottish National Orchestra, led by David Lloyd-Jones. Cellist Timothy Hugh in on things as well. This is by English composer Gustav Holst, an invocation for cello and orchestra. Next on Kansas Public Radio. Long high note at the end of the invocation for cello and orchestra. Music by Gustav Holst, played by cellist Timothy Hugh, and the Scottish National Orchestra, led by David Lloyd-Jones, on Kansas Public Radio. 12:21 now, and in just a moment, Symphonia Varsovia. We'll have Symphony No. 31, or the Horn Signal Symphony, by Franz Joseph Haydn. That and much more are still to come on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas. And Mammoth, presenting Alison Krauss and Union Station, June 21st at Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Alison Krauss and Union Station at the Topeka Performing Arts Center on June 21st. On the KU campus right now, it's 87 degrees, high of about 89 expected for the afternoon. Skies for the most part sunny. We have a 30% chance of some showers and thunderstorms for this afternoon. Tonight should be clear, a low of 58, and sunny tomorrow with a high around 83. We're joined now by the ensemble East Winds. And from Malcolm Arnold, we've got something fun for you. Three shanties for Wind Quintet, next on KPR. From Malcolm Arnold, three shanties for Wind Quintet, a performance by the East Winds, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Almost 12:30. Half an hour until our next NPR News update, and we've got classical music to enjoy until 3 this afternoon. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. Always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. We're glad you could join us today. You know, your donation is the power that keeps KPR independent, public-minded, and focused on you and your community. That's how we provide culture, information, and entertainment. KPR is everything you make it, and so much more. If KPR matters to you, know that your support matters to KPR. Contribute now at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks to all of you for your marvelous support. It's 87 degrees. We have a 30% chance of showers this afternoon. Clear skies for this evening, a low of 58, and tomorrow should be sunny with a high of 83. We're ready to bring you Symphonia Varsovia. Next on KPR, a Haydn symphony for you. One written in 1765 during Haydn's stint as court composer for the nobleman Prince Nicholas Esterhazy, whose court musicians in the year of 1765 included an array of very talented horn players. Haydn composed this one with them in mind, Symphony No. 31, which has an expanded horn section. It's called the Horn Signal Symphony, next on KPR. symphony that came into being around 1765, one of the many by Franz Joseph Haydn, Symphony No. 31 in D, known as the Horn Signal Symphony, played by Symphonia Varsovia, here on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 1 p.m., and stay tuned next for NPR News, which is just around the corner, followed by the next hour of classical music, which has music of Smetana, Bach, and Robert Schumann's Piano Concerto, all just ahead. You know, by making a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. 30% chance of showers this afternoon. Highs around 89 degrees. It's 87 at the moment on the KU campus. For tonight, clear, a low of 58, and tomorrow sunny with a high of 83. You're listening to KPR.
Our news.
All things considered, today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. K210 CR in Atchison. And K258BT in Manhattan. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Said, you're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, dedicated to offering solutions to help businesses win locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. The Czechoslovak State Philharmonic conductor Robert Stankovsky and the music by Czech composer Bedřich Smetana, the overture to a comedic opera of his called The Kiss, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to have you back. Classical music continues on a Thursday afternoon. A bit later, we'll be joined by the Berlin Philharmonic and pianist Christian Zimmermann for a main performance in the 1 p.m. hour of Robert Schumann's Piano Concerto, all in just a little while. Support for classical music comes from Riverette Print and Skate in North Lawrence, a source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating for bands or brands, including T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more. More at riverettks.com. Here's the Purcell Quartet, Baroque era specialists, for a trio sonata, Sonata No. 5 in C, by Bach, on Kansas Public Radio. From Johann Sebastian Bach, Trio Sonata No. 5 in C Major, and a performance by the Purcell Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. 1:25 now, coming up at the top of the hour, NPR News, of course. Classical music continues till 3 p.m. Support for classical music comes from Low Maintenance Landscape, building designs with hardy tropical plants, project portfolio, plant library, and more information at lowmaintenancelandscape.net. And the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including Lyle Lovett and his acoustic group, folk musician Rhiannon Giddens, and more. Details at lead.ku.edu. Right now on the KU campus, it's 87 degrees, partly cloudy skies. We have a 30% chance of showers for the afternoon. Tonight should be clear with a low of 57. It's a sunny day tomorrow to begin with, 82 degrees, and for Friday night, 30% chance of showers late with lows in the mid-60s, and Saturday is going to be a very rainy day, some heavy rainfall expected on Saturday when we have a 90% chance of showers. We're ready to bring you the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra and music by Robert Schumann, a man who was an excellent pianist as well as composer, but for all of that, only ever completed one piano concerto. But it wasn't for lack of trying. A few different times in Schumann's life, he took a stab at a full piano concerto. Efforts that were unsuccessful until the year of 1845, when, as ever with Robert Schumann. It was the encouragement of his wife, Clara Schumann, that helped see the piano concerto come to fruition. We'll hear it now. Piano Concerto in A Minor. Christian Zimmermann and the Berlin Philharmonic, led by Herbert von Karajan, next on KPR. Robert Schumann, his Piano Concerto in A Minor, completed in 1845. The Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, their conductor Herbert von Karajan, along with pianist Christian Zimmermann on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. In just a moment, we'll get an update of news headlines from NPR. Another hour of classical music awaits us, one in which we'll catch Music for Winds by Rossini. The Orpheus Chamber Orchestra has a glorious Hungarian rondo for us, and much later, the Pittsburgh Symphony, a suite from an opera called Yenufa by Leos Janacek. That's all ahead. That and much more still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting The Addams Family, a musical for the entire family, June 5th through 7th, 11th through 14th, and 18th through the 21st. Tickets and more at theodorelawrence.com. We still have a 30% chance of showers for this afternoon. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 57. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 83. We have a 40% chance of showers Friday night, and an excellent chance of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, providing health care to uninsured neighbors since 2005. With the help of volunteers, patients can access care by appointment at locations across Manhattan. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com.
For God's sake.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
PR News.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, who believes AI should be optional and private. That's why they created Duck.ai, where users can chat privately with AI, no tracking. Learn more at Duck.ai. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's the Sofia Philharmonic Orchestra, Vasilis Stefanov, the conductor, with Prelude to Act 1 from La Traviata, music of Giuseppe Verdi, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to be back with you. One more go-around of the classics before 3 p.m. and all things considered. The Vienna-Berlin Wind Ensemble has something for us from Rossini, one of the quartets for the wind instruments. And we'll also take in another suite from another opera, a dramatic opera known as Yenufa by Leos Janacek. The Pittsburgh Symphony has that for us in just a little while. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cleo and Leo on Elm Street Bakery and Coffee in North Lawrence, offering Mexican-inspired pastries, coffee, matcha, and more. More information on Instagram and Facebook. The Orpheus Chamber Orchestra will take it away next. Here's a lively Hungarian rondo by Zoltán Kodály on Kansas Public Radio. Hungarian Rondo, music by composer Zoltán Kodály on KPR, and a performance by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:20. The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra is going to be along in just about 10 minutes. We'll hear a suite from an opera by Leos Janacek known as Yenufa, or The Stepdaughter. And at 3 p.m. it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News, Classics Live at 7 tonight, and more classical music with Kay McIntyre will be tonight from 8 to 9. Support for classical music comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com. And Kansas State University, where researchers study food safety and biosecurity to support the resilience of food systems in Kansas and across the nation. More information at k-state.edu. Here's the Vienna Berlin Wind Ensemble and Music for Winds by Rossini Woodwind Quartet, number 2 in G, is next here on KPR. Woodwind Quartet, number 2 in G, music by Rossini, performed by the Vienna Berlin Wind Ensemble here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:33 is the time, and at 3 o'clock we'll be ready to bring you All Things Considered from NPR News. Afterwards, tonight at 7 p.m., it's Classics Live, and then catch an hour of more classical music. Kay McIntyre will be your host from 8 to 9 p.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. Also online anytime, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. You know, creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure that our on-air service will continue for years to come. For more information, just visit that website, legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. 20% chance of showers for the rest of this afternoon. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 57. Tomorrow's going to be a sunny day with a high of about 82. Late Friday night, we have a 30% chance of showers, lows in the mid-60s, and showers and thunderstorms very likely on Saturday. We have a 90% chance of showers then. We've arrived now at a performance by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. They've got a suite from a dramatic opera by composer Leos Janacek from 1904 that is known as Yenufa, or sometimes translated as Her Stepdaughter. It's a very grim story taking place in a Moravian village in the 19th century, a story of betrayal, violence, infanticide, and finally, redemption. The Yenufa Suite, here's the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, music by Leos Janacek on Kansas Public Radio. The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, a suite from an opera composed in 1904 by Leos Janacek, known as Yenufa, or Her Stepdaughter, here on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 3 p.m., and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. And tonight at 7, we'll bring you Classics Live, followed by an hour of classical music with Kay McIntyre from 8 to 9 p.m. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me this afternoon, as always. I'll have more classical music for you at noon tomorrow. Keep it tuned right here for all the latest news and weather updates right here on Kansas Public Radio. All Things Considered, just ahead here at your place for NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And always online at kansaspublicradio.org.